Yeah, maybe that's where I've heard it before.
Which is, they sort of take that beat and just go nuts with it. I think we might have played that on show 350. So, yeah, you might have heard that at some point.
After that one, you heard Dirty Beaches with Lord Knows Best, real name Alex Zhang Hung Tai out of New York City, from his 2011 album Badlands, doing his, like, David Lynch, Elvis Presley, creepy, weird rockabillies.
That's brilliant. What did the Bandcamp review say?
Yeah, where's it gone? Have I got it? Let's clip it up. It told me I've closed it. Oh yeah, Elvis and Roy Orbison meet Sonic Youth and first album B-52's In Hell with Phil Spector producing, and then the Jesus and Mary Chain show up. So if that sounds like your kind of thing, go check that guy out. Lots more of that stuff.
Then we had a little bit of Moog weirdness. Sam Spence with Moogshot 25 from Buddha's Palm, the art synthesizer. It sounds like I could talk over this for a bit. He's just kind of going in the background, isn't he?
It's back just whirling away.
Yeah, I have to talk about this because Sam Spence released on Music Dwarf, which is, I think that's a library thing, isn't it? There's a really good write-up on the Finders Keepers website that I'll try and put a link to in the show notes. But the best thing that comes out of that is it says, American soundtrack composer best known for his work with NFL films. I was like, what? Sounds like mad stuff. He apparently moved from America to France and Germany to work with different people over there, so definitely worth checking out.
And then you heard Laurie Anderson, another one from the Parents Collection Call, that was Born Never Asked, the song, but I only really know the spiritualized version, so they covered that on Pure Phase. Play it live quite a bit as well.
And that's the album they're doing live next year, isn't it?
It is.
Keep threatening to buy tickets, don't we?
Yeah, March.
I'll have to look into that.
It's going
to
be better than going to Tramlines, isn't it?
Yes. it will be, I imagine. Right.
Let's let Beck roll out, hey. We'll be back in a little while. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Sheffield Live Doc, Night Train of Innocence.
Told me I had a crocodile for a mind. quite a little enterprise going here.
Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, and that is the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations, in close agreement with UT1, or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
We
got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. It's ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Radio Moscow.
4 time zones?
Yeah. We have 4 in this country, right?
No, sir.
Friday.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Huh? 11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill. Do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect. You know? It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things you don't talk about. One's politics and the other one's religion.
You meant?
The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425.
Q.
Do you know what this is reminding me of? It's a bit Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
It's actually Depeche Mode.
That is... Yeah, it's a B-side, actually. I think I've got it on 45, which is... It's always surprised me. Possibly... I want to say the B-side, they just can't get enough, which is even...
That would be amazing, because as I said earlier, Depeche Mode must be the only band we've played in our super weird shows and in our pop hit shows. And if that's on the same record...
I need to check this.
Yeah, you do. That's an achievement.
Okay, talk amongst yourselves, everyone.
Well done, Depeche Mode. I don't know if they needed our seal of approval.
Yes.
They have it now.
yeah, this is... What do we say this one is? This is Any Second Now. So I will try and dig out and see if it is on the same record. But want to talk about what we've just heard.
Let's do it.
Kicked off with Beck. Triple zero, B-side to Devil's Haircut. We've got a bit of time to kill, so went to oldfriendwhiskeyclone.net.
Oh, yes.
Naturally. And it said, this is their write-up. One of the more mysterious tracks in his back catalogue. It's difficult, intriguing recording. It was recorded in the Beastie Boys studio, and B-side for Devil's Haircut. Rolling Stone wrote in 08 that Beck isn't sure how one would pronounce the song's title and can't even decipher the words anymore. It gets better. Beck added, there are definitely lyrics and they were very meaningful, I think. Whiskey Clone goes on, no, I've got no idea if any of the lyrics are correct. I've used an inverted mix which drops out a channel to highlight the vocals better. It's helped on a couple of lines, maybe. This is my favourite line. I quite often listen to the song and try to retranscribe the song, hoping for sudden clarity that will never come.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so, Beck wrote it. Can't remember what he wrote. And
it's now searching for clarity.
Yes. So,
lovely stuff.
That was a 000.000.
Nice. Well, there's no more clarity to come in that set.
No, not at all.
Follow it with some Demdike Stare, Lancastrian experimental duo named after the ringleader of the Pendle Witches. That was released on Modern Love in the summer this year on a 7-inch. The track was titled Junk, and go to Boomcat if you want to leave a funny review.
I mean,
I say funny, just word salad nonsense.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, I always enjoy those. After that, we then went to SML with their Rubber Tree Dance, released on International Anthem, the Chicago label, some LA modern jazz sextet. Their debut album Small Medium Large began as two separate kind of long form improv sessions taking place over two nights in LA, and then basically they sort of took that apart, chopped them all up, made some songs in a kind of can style, much like our opening band. Just play for 12 hours and then go back and go, there's a song in there somewhere. You just got to chop out these bits. Yeah, that's tremendous. So we'll send that out to listener DeSelby, who was really enjoying that one. And he's a big fan of the album.
Yes, literally posted on Blue Sky half an hour ago. It's one of their top albums of this year.
Yeah, that's the only one I've heard. I don't even know where I heard it. I can't remember why it's in my to playlist. So I'm glad we've put it in, and I'm glad we've got I'll listen and enjoying it, so I'm going to go check out the rest of the album. After that...
Talking of listeners enjoying, I'm going to send the next... What was the next one out to Twin Spins 45?
I love that.
Yeah, Negative Land with Time Zones from the 1987 album Escape from Noise.
How many time zones?
11. that's ridiculous. I don't really know what to say about that one. If you want to spend some time, have a look at...
They were quite an inspirational outfit for their sort of sampling. Is that right?
Yes.
And I don't know a lot about them.
Yeah, got sued by U2 for some reason. I couldn't really understand when I was reading about them today. But yeah, that's just made me laugh. I thought if we can play that, that will definitely annoy someone.
And that is the name of the show, isn't it? Annoy someone. What do we finish with? Oh, yeah. Some... Early Industrial, that was Suicide with Che from their debut album. Another podcast I'm working my way through. History of Suicide. Oof. They sound like nice people, but their music is hard work.
Yeah.
But quite inspirational to a lot of people, including Depeche Mode, who we've linked to here.
Yes, and I can confirm this is the B-side to Just Can't Get Enough.
Oh, what a reveal.
Yes, there we go. Okay, so back to some music now, I guess.
Yes.
We're going to go to the N64.
I'm going to go mellow.
Yes.
Thank you. to music.
Vocês estão ouvindo ao Night Train na Rádio Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
sip of green tea, and everyone laughing. Add in a donut and a melting sky, a photo album and a city siren. The birds we saw today. Gasping and rumble and fire and appetite and a perfect meal for you tonight, baby goats, and a melting sky, a city siren, and so much light, so much.
Yeah, you still awake?
Just about. I don't know if anyone would have fallen asleep in parts of that. It ended mellow, but there were some tough listening in the middle.
There certainly was.
It started off quite mellow as well, actually. It was On Forward with Dire Dire Docs, but it's Boards of Canada. So check out On Forward's Bandcamp and YouTube page, basically taking their N64 sound palette, I think it's called, and doing covers mainly of Radiohead, Portishead in there.
Aphex.
Yes, Aphex. That's one of my favourite albums. Mark bought it this year. I can't remember. Anyway, then after that was, I think you pronounce Cicero Lazo with Brother. That's from the Strategic Tape Reserve release, Love in the Time of Lowercase. That was the first one of that set from North Yorkshire. There's a really good write-up of that on the Bandcamp page. We have posted out links to all of those on Blue Sky if you can find us on there. Yeah, we're kind of short of time, so we can't go too much into it. After that, second Joe Meek cut of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Glob Waterfall. yeah, so from the LP I Heard a New World, recorded in 59, released in 60 as an EP, and then lost for ages. It's on the list of The Wire's 100 records that set the world on fire, brackets, when no one was listening. So you can find that list on the Wayback Machine and also on Discog. Someone's done it, added an extra 30 tracks onto that. Then we got into the realms of not really music.
Yeah.
Christian Love Forum with A Sweat of the Sun. That's from the label Death of Rave. They offer experimental, mainly electronic music. It's a subdivision of Boomcat based in Manchester. So that tells you everything you need to know. What's quite funny about that is, I'll have to read a bit of this. Featuring music from a lost tape of devotional keyboard jams, field recordings, migrating birds, mysterious bells, meditative noise, and crooked newbie EBM. Made God knows where and subsequently discovered in a Thessalonica charity shop years later. Now, I don't believe that, but it does make me laugh that they're sort of going on to that, putting that whole backstory on. Second Yorkshire cut of the night was Worried About Satan with A Grudgeable Offence from their double album released this year, If Not Now, When? Released back in May. First double album for the band, even though they've been going for 18 years. They literally thought, if not now, when? And then put the double album out. That's one of the shorter cuts in there. Definitely worth checking out. I think that's about a fiver on Bandcamp. Then a new one, which was Mary Lattimore, Laraji, Mizu and Jamal Shakiri with Midnight Moonpool, Womb of the Soul, from the Transicomp, released November this year on the Red Hot organisation. 40-plus song, contributing hundreds of artists in celebration of the trans community, bring awareness to trans rights. We'll be playing some more cuts off that in the coming weeks because I was really getting into that this week.
Sweet. After that, you heard brand new Not Waving in Romance with their third collaborative album, Wings of Desire, inspired by Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, an album of beauty and introspection, apparently. You can go on Bandcamp for the album. Still some limited wax available. The track we played was Where Soft and Balmy Breezes Blow.
I keep saying to you, I'm so close to buying some romance work, but I think I'm just going to have to buy the digital only because I don't need ambient pink
it's not
records.
Turntable music, is it?
No, not really.
Unless you've got your headphones handy. Anyway, in the background, we've got Baczynski. It's not a weird show without some Baczynski.
Yeah, September 23rd, Excerpt 5.
And we are going to top out with a request, listener request from Colin Kerr. He sent me this in March, so it's taken me a while to get around to it, but it's the 1966 Norfolk novelty hit from Alan Smethurst, a.k.a. The Singing Postman.
I had a gal, a nice gal, down in Wroxham way. She wore holy nice to me back in the old school days. She would smile all the while, but Daddy didn't know all what she used to say to me behind the garden wall. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Then one day she went away, I don't see her no more, till by chance I see her down along the Mundley shore. She was there, twice as fair, would she now be true? So when she sees me passing by, she say, I'm glad that's you. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smoked like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now you'll see her and me, never more to part. We would wander hand in hand together in the dark. Then one night I held her tight in the old backyard. So when I try to hold her close, she say, now hold you hard. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smoked like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. By and by, we decide on the wedding day. So we toddled off to church to hear the preacher say, do you now take this vow to honour all the time? Before I had the chance to stop her, she begins to pine. Hey, I got a light, boy. Hey, I got a light. Molly Windley, she smoked like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. Now the doctor tells me a daddy I will be. So when I ask him what's the score, he say there's only three. So here I go, cheerio, to see how she do fare. I know what she will say to me as soon as I get there.